Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
This will pick you up. Whispers Nick from the Gold Coast just says, thanks for making my mornings enjoyable, laughing along on the headsets, especially Thursdays with Johnny from Epping. So that's in amongst a fair bit of angst out there at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of people taking the bait this morning.
You can go in for the King Eternal. You can be a co-owner of our magnificent dog, King Eternal, which won running away last week, Whispers. So Nick from the Gold Coast, you're one of the co-owners.
How did he pull up, by the way?
Did he leave a schmacko?
Not,
he didn't leave a schmacko in his feed bin.
I like
wouldn't
the
have
sound
blown out a candle. Stuart Fox, CEO of the MCC, thought we'd get him on just to make sure the deck's in pristine condition after I saw him bopping away to Taylor Swift. Welcome there, Stuart.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're going well. We're excited about tonight. MCG, you can tell us how many people you're expecting there, but how's the deck looking?
Beautiful, yeah. It's come up really well. We're very pleased this year. It's we've replaced 12,000 square metres of turf, and that's been down for about 2 weeks, and it's looking really good. So I think people will be surprised tonight when they walk in, particularly given, you know, when you see vision on in the media of post-Taylor Swift, and then it, you know, you walk in tonight, it'll be beautiful. So we're ready to go.
How soon before you can run a mower over that lawn once you've laid it down?
Oh, you can do it that day if you want.
Really?
You can play on it the next day. And I think we saw that at Marvel Stadium with the Matildas. They laid new turf and played a game on it the next day. So effectively, you could do that. It's our preference not to, just to give us time to bed it in and get everything ready. So, again, we're really pleased with it.
Do you get the spirit level out on it, on the ground, just to check? Just make sure there's no creases, there's no little humps and bumps?
We do that, and I think you two have offered to bring your ride-ons.
We have.
I'd love to do that. Seriously, I'd almost pay to go and take the Kubota out there, Wisp.
Yeah, I've been tempted to jump on a few times and have a mow.
Is the car parking at the G open tonight? We've had a lot of callers wondering whether or not if they get there early enough, they can park there or not.
No, really only for people with accessibility needs. It's, you know, we're expecting well over 80,000 tonight, and when we have those crowds, it's almost impossible to open those car parks. So I'd encourage people to get to the game early, find parking in the precinct rather than at the G.
And what about the Collingwood unfurling of the flag? Do you know what time that's going ahead tonight?
I actually don't. Well, it'll probably be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I mean.
So tomorrow night. But I'd expect that to be obviously as part of the pre-game. It'll be close to, what time's the game? 7:40. So it'll be in that 7:15 mark, I would think.
Okay, so it would surprise you, because there's some report out there
we've
that it's 6:16.
You've got to be of an update.
And the update is?
We've been in touch with Collingwood. It certainly has been advertised as 6:16, but Collingwood have now told us only minutes ago that they are going to double-check on that to make sure we can put out the exact timing, because 6:16 appears to be very, very early, given what time are the gates open to general public?
6 o'clock. Yeah. So I think that's probably too early, but we'll have a chat to Collingwood today. I think it needs to be a little later. History shows that people do tend to turn up late, particularly Friday night. Bit of traffic around, so you know, I'd hope they'd push that towards 7 o'clock if possible.
Yeah, we'll try and get that out before we're off air this morning, and if not, then Jared will certainly chase it up. 6:16 does seem very, very early.
And there's a bit of angst about the price of the beer going up from $10.50 to $11.50. What's your response to that?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, guys. It's we put our prices up in October last year, so we haven't just done it. It's, you know, the last 2 years have been extremely difficult with, inflation. The cost of food and beverage has increased everywhere you go, and so has labour. And we've had to respond to that. I'm hoping we can hold prices, you know, for multiple years now. We've done that in the past, but we've got, you know, obviously critical contracts in place. We'll do a review this year to just see how we can hold prices into the future. It's just been awfully difficult when suppliers continue to put costs up and increase their prices as well as the labour costs. We need to respond to that. And, you know, we're conscious that we don't want to hurt the fans. But that said, we've got a business to run, and it's not cheap to run the MCG, I can assure you.
Of course not. Gary, I think he's attending a lunch or a dinner somewhere over the weekend. He loves his beetroot. Can you assure him that there's going to be beetroot available at the MCG this weekend?
Oh, I struggled to get it last week, but I would hope the G could find some beetroot for Gary. Yeah, he'd have it in a hamburger or would it be in a corporate meal?
I'd say straight out of the can, Stewie. Hey, what about Saturday? It is a massive day for the Essendon Footy Club. They are celebrating the 1984 Premiership with a Dutton's motorcade around the ground beforehand. Tim Watson's going to be involved here. Have you got any lessons or any messaging for Tim? You don't want to go taking off in the Dutton's car doing a few donuts.
Well, enjoy the moment and don't do any damage to that turf. It's actually going to be one of the bigger games of the weekend, I think. We're expecting 75,000 through the gate for that game. So that's it's really good numbers. I'd encourage everyone to get along and enjoy that game.
Are you worried about the turf? There's a lot of footy being played at the MCG this weekend. So you're absolutely comfortable about the turf being able to hold up over the weekend?
Yeah, no, it's not a problem. It's actually during the winter months, Tim, that we sort of start seeing some fatigue on turf.
Right.
But, it's brand new. It's as thick as I've seen it. So it'll get through four games easily. It's once we get through the hotter months and into winter when the grass actually goes dormant and we bring the grow lights out to keep it going. So that's when it becomes the challenge, not in the first half of the season.
No one's better than predicting crowds. So let's just go on one by one and see what you reckon, and we'll hold you to it when we're back on air next week. Carlton and Richmond tonight, what are you thinking?
Do I get a 5% swing on it?
We'll give you a little leeway.
Yeah, give me a little bit. But I think at least 82,000 to 85,000 tonight.
Right. Okay. Pies Swans tomorrow night with the unfurling of the flag at a time to be determined.
80,000 to 84,000. That's going to be fantastic.
The Tim Watson Memorial. The Tim Watson Tribute Game Saturday.
Oh, 75,000 would be great.
And the Demons and the Dogs on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we need to really get this game going. Our predictor's sort of saying in excess of 40,000, but we've got to lift that. We need the Melbourne and Bulldogs fans to come out in force. I'd hope we could get at least 50,000 to 60,000. So, that'd take us to 280,000 plus across four games. So it's a pretty good start to football at the G.
Well, Gary and I have done our bit. We've been doing the Bulldog membership read throughout the course of the week. And if that doesn't generate at least another 5,000 to 10,000 people there on Sunday, you might be surprised, Stewie.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. We need a big start for the G, I think.
And what about the Tay Tay concert itself? How many times did you watch it?
All three.
And?
Well, it had a huge impact on me. I didn't quite get it until I went, and the first night just blew me away. But just the impact it had on people and the crowd, and just the joy that it brought to families, people dressing up. It was huge, and I've just never seen anything like it. And we're still picking up those little bracelet beads throughout the stadium, and that's been a challenge to pick all that up. But just the impact it had on Victoria and people, and the happiness and joy in the stadium, very few issues across the three nights. It was something else. I really enjoyed it.
How are you going to top it next summer or this summer, rather?
Well, stay tuned. There's some announcements coming. So
come on,
make them now.
No, I can't. I can't.
Is it going to be bigger? Bigger than Taylor Swift?
Nothing bigger than Taylor.
I don't think there is anything bigger. There is nothing bigger than Swift at the moment. So stay tuned. We're working on a couple of things, and hopefully soon we'll be making some announcements.
And just asking for a friend of mine, there wouldn't happen to be a ticket floating around to the car park tonight. This particular person will be gone by 7 o'clock.
Yes, for you, Tim, we might be able to help, but it's a pretty common request.
It's just asking for someone for tomorrow night too. Hey, go well, Stewie. It's going to be massive. They are four huge games at the home of footy, the MCG. Good luck with it all.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Stu.
Gee, there's a few. They're big games, aren't they?
Massive. 82 to 85 tonight. Mm-hmm. 80 to 84 tomorrow night. 75 Saturday afternoon. And four. Are you happy with him saying a crowd of around 40-ish for Melbourne and the Dogs?
No, as a Melbourne supporter and a Doggy supporter, we've got to row our side of the boat on this one. You got to turn out on Sunday. The weather's going to be absolutely magnificent. Home of footy.
Should have a fitty in front of
so
it,
so much at stake. There's been a growing rivalry between these two teams. The Demons don't want to go 0-2. Luke Beveridge has put it on the agenda that they got, I think they got belted last year in round one, and they can't afford to do it again. Riley Sanders will be running around.
The most exciting young talent that he's seen in the time that he's been coaching the Bulldogs. You'd want to get along to see that, wouldn't you?
Get yourself to the MCG.
Come on, Doggy fans.
Sunday. Woof, woof.